Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Lots going on in Wildwood Conservation Area. Joining us on the phone line is Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie.
Emily, I'm sure you're happy to see that there's no rain in the forecast for the next several days. I can imagine you're happy about that.
Absolutely. Talk about heavy rainfall. We're happy to see that things have peaked. And
yeah.
Now the water levels are hopefully going to stabilize over the next few days.
So generally, what are the conditions at Wildwood Conservation Area? We do know that there is no motorized boating. That's been restricted for the next little bit. How are general conditions?
Yeah, so luckily at Wildwood, we haven't had to close any trails for any length of time. We haven't had to limit canoe or kayak access to the reservoir, which we have had to do at Fanshawe just because of how high the water is. But as you mentioned, the reservoir is closed to motorized vehicles for the next little bit, and we will be posting an update once that changes, both on our website and our social media channels.
All right. Well, thanks for that. So we know that the events are still very much a go at Wildwood Conservation Area. It looks like perfect weather for a get-together that's happening tonight.
Absolutely. So tonight is the Firefly Walk, which is happening at 7 p.m. People are meeting at the Visitor Center, and we actually have our community education staff that will be leading people on a hike through Wildwood, talking all about fireflies. And hopefully towards the end of the walk, you'll actually see them starting to come out and lighting up the sky.
Oh, there's something just magical about fireflies. And I know some folks, I wonder if we're seeing more fireflies these days. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's just something wonderful and magical about fireflies.
I agree with you. And I actually just learned this year, I don't know if you know this, but they're actually beetles.
Oh, so they're not flies. They're actually beetles, not technically flies.
I guess they got their name because they fly around, but yes, technically beetles. So that's some trivia you can use, Jamie.
There you go. Well, I guess a firefly sounds a little bit better than a fire beetle. I don't know.
No, fire beetle sounds dangerous.
There you go. So how does it work tonight? You're asked to meet at the Visitor Center, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So, and then again, that's starting at 7 p.m. So really great way to get out and explore the area and learn something like that random fact.
There you go. Lots of trivia and more. That's a Firefly Walk, and that is happening tonight. You're asked to meet at the Visitor Center at 7 o'clock. Gate fees apply for this event. And we've got a great event happening on Saturday.
Yes, one of my favorites. So we have Wild Ontario joining us again on Saturday at 10 a.m. And this, again, is just outside the Visitor Center. This is a really neat organization that comes to Wildwood because they're based out of the University of Guelph, and they have native birds that for some reason cannot be in the wild anymore, whether they've been injured or temporarily raised as pets. But there's species like owls and hawks that you get to see up close and personal, and again, really, really informative. And owls are another one where it's just, there's something magical about them, so I definitely encourage people to plan to attend because it's a great presentation.
So that is, again, gathering at the Visitor Center for Saturday morning at 10 o'clock as Wild Ontario hosts a morning full of fun. Again, you can discover Ontario's native birds. That's at 10 o'clock for Saturday morning. Looks like great weather for it, and we should maybe remind folks, because you've had great crowds for this. I've taken in a few of the sessions. Always great crowds, so probably a good idea to get there at least a little bit early, kind of to get your spot.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good advice. Yeah, we've been really happy with how well-received these events have been. And what's nice is you can come, pay that vehicle pass, and then come early, go for a little walk, or stay after the show, check out the beach, go for a hike, stay for a picnic. So really great Saturday programming.
So it looks like a terrific weekend coming up. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. Anything else you want to spotlight, Emily, with more events coming up?
Well, also on Saturday, we do have something for the kids, which is Saturday Bingo at 2 p.m. So that, again, is in the Visitor Center, and we have staff running that. I've seen some pictures, and again, it looks like a lot of fun, and lots of kids are turning out to try their hand at bingo.
Oh, for sure. And last Saturday's forest hike, there's the photos at the Wildwood Conservation Area, and the weather held off for the forest hike, and some adorable photos of the kids having a great time.
Yeah, it looks fabulous. So encourage people to go onto our Facebook and Instagram just to get a sense of some of the things that are happening at Wildwood. It's really nice to be able to host these types of things.
So events happening tonight, also for Saturday, wildwoodconservationarea.ca is the website for details. Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Thanks so much for this, Emily, and we'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Jamie.